Jesse Corcoran Podcast.
Muhammad Ali, I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants, but it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Wednesday, March 1st, 2023, 29 days until opening day. How you doing, kids? You are at jconthewine.com. I'm not even going to comment about the weather because it's insane. It's crazy. Probably around 70 degrees today, and then the possibility of snow in about 36 hours, maybe even less than that. You got actual snow on the ground up at the Hollywood sign in California. Record heat in the southeast. Severe weather across the upper plains with ridiculous amounts of snow and also ice. And in the mountains of California, you're only talking about a couple hours outside of Los Angeles. 7 feet of snow on the ground and sunshine and about 82 degrees in Jupiter, Florida, home of not only the St. Louis Cardinals spring training camp, but also the Burt Reynolds, the Burt Reynolds Museum. You know, Burt Reynolds came to St. Louis years ago. When I say years, I shouldn't, that makes it sound like the 1940s or something. I'm talking about, it was like maybe what, 15 years ago? And they did this red carpet walk in U City into the Tivoli Theater for the screening of the Adam Sandler remake of The Longest Yard. And of course, Burt Reynolds was in the original, so they put him in this one too. And, you know, a bunch of guys, a bunch of former Rams players were there. And there was this big cluster at the end of the red carpet where people were getting the interviews and comments from people. And along comes Burt Reynolds. And you're thinking to yourself, man, you know, Burt Reynolds. And he comes walking along and he looked like a cadaver. He looked like a Madame Tussauds wax museum figure. First of all, I don't think he weighed more than about 130, 140 pounds. And he was using black Rudy Giuliani hair dye so that it wasn't really like a natural color of black. It was like that Wayne Newton black hair. And he seemed a little bit bewildered. And again, here's a guy who's been in show business for 50 years at that point. And he comes sort of waddling up. And it was like, wow. But I also have to tell you, he was a sweetheart. He was very accommodating. Nicest guy you ever want to talk to. And so, you know, that all worked out okay. But no longer do I make fun of the way people of an advancing age look, because I've seen myself in a couple of pictures lately, and I ain't no bargain neither. Let's just leave it at that. I would like to address something right off the top here today, because I know that for the most part, now there's a couple of weird people out there who just are contrarians, and they just sit there and they wait for you to say something, and then they just take the opposite position, and they try to get in your knickers, you know, because they think that's funny to watch somebody's head explode because they say something completely absurd, and then you react, but the whole thing's a joke, and they're just sitting there laughing, and they do that for entertainment, and that's something that would make you a very, very weird person. So when somebody approaches me on something, I assume that it's legitimate. And if you get a thrill out of putting something out that is a joke in your mind, but it's not a joke in anybody else's mind, and you get entertainment out of that, well, fine. You just go ahead and you laugh at that and keep yourself entertained. I'm happy to be a part of it, I guess. Why is everybody in such a rush to correct me? And correct, by the way, in this particular case, is in quotes. Here's what happened yesterday. And I use this only as an example because this happens all the time. It was just that yesterday was a particularly overt example of what I'm talking about. So I see stuff all the time. And I harvest it. There's a lot of times I'll see something and I'll just save it. I'll do a screenshot, put it in my iPhotos, and I'll just hold on to it. And I sort of make a mental note. And then, you know, a couple of days or a couple of weeks or sometimes a couple of years later, something will happen. It'll trigger my memory and I'll go digging into my archives and I'll pull it out and then put it on Facebook. Well, yesterday was an example where somebody had sent me, this was maybe a couple of weeks ago, this T-shirt of this Murdoch guy who's on trial in South Carolina. And I still say he did it. We had a very, very spirited conversation at the dinner table last night. My wife, my father-in-law, and me just going round and round about this whole thing. My father-in-law and I both believe that he's guilty of sin. My wife has succumbed to the confetti that has been pumped into the atmosphere by the defense of Murdoch, and that's exactly what they want. Because at the end of the day, he said he wasn't at the murder scene at the time of the murders, but he fucked up because there was that cell phone video, and I don't think he was counting on that, and that surfaced, and that put him at the scene of the murders at almost exactly the time that they occurred. And not only does that harm his case, but it's a giant beacon pointing white on the idea that he lied about something that was a pretty important part of the case. I wasn't there when it happened. Yes, you were. But anyhow, that's not the point. The point is that somebody had sent me a meme. It was a T-shirt with Murdoch's face on it, and it said, "Don't trust yourself to no backwoods Southern lawyer." Now, that's a line from the song, "The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia." And in the early 1970s, Vicki Lawrence, who, odd as it may seem, was one of the characters on the old Carol Burnett show, decided, "Oh, I want to make an album. I want to sing." And they're like, "Sure, well, go ahead, start singing." And they found this song. That was the night the lights went out in Georgia. It was a big, big hit. And then a couple of years ago, as is often the case, an established recording artist, in this particular case, Reba McEntire, who, you know what? I like her a little bit. I'm not sure what it is about her. And I even interviewed her once. Now, I interviewed her for her TV show. But, you know, you got to get into the music thing, too. And I'm not only am I not an aficionado of country music, I despise it. But the people at the TV station are like, "Well, she's got this TV show. We need you to do the interview." I'm like, all right, I'll do it. I'll try to do my best. I started researching her, and I started finding things out about her and about her music that was like, well, that's sort of nice. She does a lot of community activity, you know, a lot of charity work and stuff like that. And she was very, very cordial. She couldn't have been nicer to talk to. And she has this song called "When Whoever's in New England is Done With You." I don't know if that's the name of the song. That's the chorus. "When whoever's in New England's done with you." And, you know, as country and Western songs go, it's actually not bad. Now, it's not Linda Ronstadt singing "Silver Threads and Golden Needles." I apologize, Linda. So, this particular meme, I just copied. I didn't make the thing myself. I just copied it, and it says, "Don't trust yourself to no backwoods Southern lawyer." Then underneath, there's a little dash, and then it says Reba. And next to it is a picture of this Murdoch guy. So I post that on Facebook yesterday. And you know what I spent all day yesterday doing? Correcting people were attempting to correct me. "You idiot! Not Reba McEntire. It's Vicki Lawrence. What's wrong with you?" I'm like, it's both. Can you get your head around that? The idea that the song was recorded by more than one person. And just because it says Reba doesn't mean I didn't know that Vicki Lawrence, the song. I had to play the motherfucker for probably 15 years when I was in Top 40 radio. And I had to play the goddamn thing all day long yesterday. Like, no, it's both. He's got to stop that. You have to stop it. It's bugging me. "Well, I didn't hear the Reba McEntire version, and I didn't know it existed." Well, you know, there's this thing called Google. is the way I would have reacted to that if I were you guys. I would say, Reba McEntire, did she do a version of the song? Let me Google it and find out. Oh, yeah, look, Reba McEntire covered Vicki Lawrence and the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Okay. Oh, instead, it's Ready, Shoot, Aim. Guys, come on. You're better than that. Believe it or not, I am actually starting to feel sympathy for the Republican Party. I don't hate Republicans. Not fond of Trump Republicans. But if you're a Republican, I agree with some of the Republican policies. Up until 1980, right about then, when things really started to change, you know, I might have been coerced at one point or another to vote for a Republican, but especially the last handful of years. Sorry, I don't have respect for people who believe lies, as it's just more fun to believe lies. It's easier to believe lies. Hate the other party so much you don't really care whether or not things that are being said are true or not, as long as they damage the other side. This is really dangerous behavior. You know, it's sort of like when you're at a sporting event, somebody from the other team makes like the play of the century. You're like, well, I hate these motherfuckers, but that was a great play. And so you applaud with everybody else. That's what everybody does when it comes to politics. You're like, okay, we can do all of this and we can fight and we can disagree. As the old saying goes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be disagreeable. I have a lot of friends who are Republicans. I've had sex with women, not in the last few years. I've had sex with Republican women. I'll let them in the house, but I dated a girl back in the mid-80s who smoked. Used to just become incensed over the idea that we would have my friend, maybe I shouldn't say this. No, I'm going to say it because it's a joke and everybody knows where his heart is. My friend Brian McKenna refers to something called retarded gorilla sex, which is just basically animalistic activity guised as sexual intercourse between two homo sapiens. Just like completely unrestrained on all levels. And we would do this at my house, and afterwards, she would want to smoke a cigarette, made her go out in the garage. You could have seen the look on her face. It's sort of like, really like what you did to me, but God, do I hate you. I digress. The idea being that you have to sort of recognize politics is or are, depending on how you're using it, but the point is this. What is the definition of politics? Each side compromising for the overall good, all right? So we got this bill. We got this idea, something we want to do. We don't really want to do that. Okay, well, how about if we gave you this in exchange for this, and then you let us still do this? And they're like, all right, maybe we got something here. And that's the way politics used to work. Jimmy Carter said not long ago, we're not living in a functioning democracy anymore. It's about just putting points on the board for your side. Not a functioning democracy. He is absolutely correct. All that having been said, what's going on right now is remarkable, just absolutely remarkable. And the problem is, chances are that if you're listening to me right now, you are not of the Republican persuasion, even though I get messages all the time from people who say, you know, I don't agree with much of what you say, especially with regard to politics, but I respect your right to say it. And, you know, you make your points well, it's interesting conversation and blah, 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 you know, whatever. And you know what? I got no problem with that. And I try to always respond to those things going, look, it's really good to have you aboard. I'm not against the idea. This is not intended to be just some sort of one-sided thing. I love conversations. I didn't know this guy was this funny. I've seen him a couple of times. Hasan Minhaj, comedian. And by the way, I'm sorry. I can hear what's happening here. This is called clipping. I'm recording stuff, but every time if I pause and then I start talking again, it's clipping the first part of what I'm saying. This is going to require a complete reboot of my computer, and so I apologize. I know it's happening, and it's annoying, but I'm going to try and get it fixed. Anyhow, back to the business at hand. While they're waiting to figure out what they're going to do next with regard to The Daily Show, they're bringing in celebrities. They had Chelsea Handler. Now, keep in mind, they got an entire stable of comedy writers at The Daily Show, so not necessarily saying he's so funny. He wrote all this. I mean, he wrote it along with the other guys, but it remains very, very funny stuff. But he really sold this. I mean, he really got out there and made this work. And this is, you know, this is what we're talking about. The people who actually need to hear this are generally not the people who are watching Comedy Central, and generally speaking, not the people who are listening to this podcast. The people who need to hear this, the other side.
Because of this lawsuit, a bunch of Fox News hosts had to release their text messages. And y'all know this. Yeah. No, no, no. You know this. There's LinkedIn you. And then there's iMessage you. That's the deep, dark underbelly of who you really are. And boy, oh boy, were these iMessages good.
New court filings show that in private, Fox hosts Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and Sean Hannity were brutally ridiculing the claims of election fraud and the people who were making them.
Top Fox hosts privately trashed the Trump legal team for lying. As Tucker Carlson texted Laura Ingraham, "Sidney Powell is lying. It's insane." Ingraham responded, "Sidney is a complete nut."
Tucker Carlson referred to Donald Trump as a demonic force.
The private mockery also targeted Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Sean Hannity wrote Giuliani is acting like an insane person, while Ingraham remarked, "Such an idiot."
Oh my God. Do you realize what this means? These people are secretly sane. They also don't respect anyone they have on their show. These guys are texting each other all day about how bullshit Fox News is. Their group chat is basically MSNBC. But out of everything we learned about Fox News, there was one text that came out in Discovery that truly freaked me out. It's when Tucker Carlson said Fox News had to be more supportive of Donald Trump's election claims.
Tucker Carlson wrote his producer, Alex Pfeiffer, "Do the executives understand how much credibility and trust we've lost with our audience? We're playing with fire, for real. An alternative like Newsmax could be devastating to us."
Do you understand what he's saying here? He's saying, if I don't say this bullshit, my viewers will leave me. This whole time, we thought Fox News was manipulating its viewers. But it turns out the viewers were manipulating Fox News.
Now, let me just tell you something. If I'm a Republican and I hear that, I have a decision to make. I'm being completely serious about this. And like I said, we only do politics here when it's absolutely unavoidable. And it's unavoidable today. We've got to talk about this. So if I'm on the other side, I'm thinking to myself, Jesus Christ, this is the stake through the heart of this party right now, especially with the Trumpers. And while that's going, and I'm trying to be fair to both sides here, then Seth Meyers is on the other night, and he starts talking about this Sidney Powell. Do you remember this woman who came on? I think she was a lawyer from Georgia, and she's talking about all this Dominion stuff that we have found. Oh, we are going to bust this thing wide open. Oh, my God, we're issuing subpoenas and recounts, and we're going to do all this. Well, now we're finding out she may have been crazy as she looked. And that would be seemingly, by anybody's definition of crazy.
Before one interview with Trump lawyer Sidney Powell, in advance she told Fox that her single source for these election claims was a person who does, quote, time travel in a semi-conscious state. Let me repeat that. Their source, now at the heart of this defamation claim, at a time when the lies led to violence, was someone who said they knew what they knew because they got it by experiencing time travel in a semi-conscious state.
If Sidney Powell had a time-traveling friend, why didn't they tell her turtleneck sweaters were out of style?
So Fox knew this was all BS, and yet they were hyping it to their viewers anyway. In fact, they were even trying to punish others
at the network who dared to correct the record.
When Trump falsely claimed that Dominion machines cost him 2.7 million votes, Fox reporter Jackie Heinrich responded with a tweet saying, Dominion voting and top election infrastructure officials categorically deny this. Some of Heinrich's colleagues at Fox wanted her to be punished, even though they knew that what she was saying was true. Please get her fired. Seriously, Tucker Carlson wrote, host Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, it needs to stop immediately, like tonight. It's measurably hurting the company. The stock price is down. Not a joke.
And yet none of these revelations seem to have changed anything over at Fox. They're still doing their usual thing. Just last week, they gave Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene extensive airtime to explain her unhinged call for a, quote, national divorce, which she said would separate red states from blue states.
And our ideas, our policies, our ways of life have become so far apart that it's just coming to that point.
And do you expect it'll happen? Last question.
Well, I think it's something that we should work towards because, you know, it's kind of the vision that our founding fathers had for America.
A national divorce? A national divorce was the vision of the founding fathers. I know because I time traveled in a semi-conscious state and talked to them.
Let me tell you, I just really enjoy good comic writing. That's what I really, really like. I like watching somebody who has worked on crafting something and it just comes out perfect. And a lot of this comedy writing, unfortunately for our friends on the other side of the aisle, some of this writing is just absolutely award-winning. All right. That's enough of that. Get a little scared by the robots and this artificial intelligence thing. Prediction this morning that by 2033. And you know, they say soon, 39% of all household chores will be done by robots. 39%. If I owned a maid company right now, I'd start looking to open a McDonald's or something because that's an industry that's going to go away. And eventually, all industries will go away. And they're not going to need people anymore unless somebody puts the brakes on this fucking robot stuff and this artificial intelligence stuff. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Back to the weather for a minute. Today, back in 2011, we had ourselves a blizzard. That was like a 7 or 9 inch snowstorm, depending on where you were. Again, that was 12 years ago. On this date in 2008... the Reverend, oh, and I mean that too when I say Reverend, he's such a religious man, B.T. Rice, who the last time I saw him looked like he was pushing 500 pounds. You ever hear the term, God helps those who help themselves? Now, I'm very, very sensitive to the idea that sometimes people get afflictions which make them balloon out. Sometimes you have to take medication, which really, really affects your weight, and You could be exercising your ass off. You could be, you know, just eating lettuce all day and all night, and you're still going to be 400 pounds. I understand that. I have somebody in my family that's on medication and really, really making it impossible for this person to control their weight. So I'm sensitive to that whole thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with B.T. Rice. This is the North City preacher who represents the black community and who called a news conference back on this date in 2008 to let everybody know that it was okay. I think J.C. Corcoran can go back on the radio now. We think he's rehabilitated. He left the part out about extorting $50,000 out of the radio station. We're going to close your place down. We're going to contact all your advertisers. We're going to... $50,000? I think J.C. Corcoran is rehabilitated. Man, if you only knew. If you only knew the backstory on that whole thing. All right, first day of March. A couple of things to look forward to. Daylight savings. Oh, first of all, that's March 12th. Now, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act last year to make daylight saving time permanent. And by the way, it is daylight saving, not savings. I think I had it wrong the first time. But anyhow, but the House still needs to sign off on it, and so does the President. And every year, they sort of tease us. They make it sound like they're going to do it, and then it never happens. So this is one of these things I'll believe when I see. There's just no case to be made anymore for the idea of daylight saving not being in effect year-round. Turns out half the stuff they said daylight saving was supposed to achieve is wrong. It's wives' tales. Or it's stuff that may have been true at one point, but not in 2023. So get it done already, will you? God's sakes. Get off Hunter Biden's laptop for 10 minutes and just get this done, will you please? All right, the Oscars. That's on daylight saving time, March 12th. We have armed Gestapos sitting at the base of the stage just in case somebody else has the bright idea to go up and slap somebody in the face they disagree with. March Madness, 2 weeks away. The movie Creed 3 opens wide on Friday. Scream 6 on the 10th. Adam Driver's dinosaur space epic 65 opens the same day. Let me get this right. Let me go back. Adam Driver's dinosaur space epic. There's a lot going on there. Pterodactyls in space! Things are getting more and more ridiculouser. On TV, Season 3 of The Mandalorian starts today. Mel Brooks' History of the World Part 2 hits Hulu next Monday, almost 42 years after the original came out. The Voice returns Monday. Ted Lasso back on the 15th. Yellowjackets and Succession the 26th. Of course, St. Patrick's Day on March 17th. Savannah Guthrie rushed off the set of the Today Show yesterday. She will not die. She got a COVID test and it came back positive, so they got her the hell out. Yesterday, we made reference to a story that's floating around about Tom Brady possibly starting a career in stand-up comedy. Sources say that's not true, but he is in talks to be the subject of a roast on Netflix. All right, late night tonight, Jimmy Fallon's got Ice-T and Adam Lambert. Jon Favreau on with Kimmel. Colbert's got Michelle Yeoh and Riley Keough. That would be Yeoh and Keough, or Keough and Yeoh, or Yeoh, Keough. Cheryl Lee Ralph on with James Corden and Seth Meyers as Jim Gaffigan. Jenna Fischer is joining the cast of the new Mean Girls movie. Santana announced a summer tour yesterday. Tickets go on sale Friday. No St. Louis date, at least not yet. Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, settled her claims against the L.A. County people who were taking pictures. They weren't supposed to be taking pictures of the crash. She gets another $29 million out of the deal. Birthdays today, the Biebs. Justin Bieber, 29. Kesha is 36. Lupita Nyong'o, 40. Mark Paul Gosselaar, better known to you as Zach, Saved by the Bell, 49. Javier Bardem, 54. Ron Howard, 69. Catherine Bach, the original Daisy Duke, 69. Roger Daltrey is 79. Harry Belafonte, 96. On this date, 91 years ago, 1932, somebody crept up onto the estate of the Lindbergh Mansion with a homemade ladder, placed a ransom note in the windowsill, and kidnapped the Lindbergh baby. Kidnapping, until that point, was not a federal crime. It is now. Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball on this date in 69. Stevie Wonder wins 5 Grammys, including Best Album for Fulfilling This First Finale on this date in 75. Sheryl Crow, Best New Artist. She won the Grammy for that, took home Record of the Year for All I Want to Do on this date back in 1995. And Jay Leno returned as host of The Tonight Show. His final show was February 6, 2014. Leno hosted 4,610 times. His predecessor, Johnny Carson, hosted the show 4,531 times. Dictionary.com just added 313 new words and terms, including a bunch of slang terms you might not be familiar with. Let's try cakeage. Cakeage, a fee charged by a restaurant for bringing your own cake. So like a corkage fee for wine, but with cake. Oh, I guess like for birthday parties. It's kind of sitting here going, who brings their own fucking cake? Oh, okay, there you go. Digital nomad, a person who works remotely while traveling for leisure, especially when having no fixed permanent address. Newlywed, a person who lives with somebody in a life partnership, sometimes engaged with no planned wedding date. How about hellscape, a place or time that's hopeless, unbearable, or irredeemable. Northpaw, an athlete who is right-handed, like a pitcher or boxer. Do you know there's a lot of people who do not know that, about where the term southpaw came from, and people who are baseball fans who don't know the origin of this. And it's actually pretty simple. Back before you had huge stadiums where the sun on the horizon was blocked by the stadium itself, somebody figured out that the best way to keep the sun out of the hitter's eyes is to have every ballpark with home plate in the same direction on the compass, so that a left-handed pitcher, when standing on the pitcher's mound, a left-handed pitcher's left arm, the throwing arm, was always facing south, thus the name Southpaw. And every major league ballpark is built that way. Rage framing, provoking people by posting inflammatory political stuff on social media, hoping to get angry responses and go viral. We were just talking about that. Cyber flashing, sending pictures of your junk to strangers online or by airdropping them. Cli-fi, short for climate fiction. It's any sort of sci-fi where climate change is a major part of the story. And petfluencer, a person who gains a large following on social media by posting entertaining images or videos of their pet. Which brings us to Starbucks this morning, where our little doggy, Luna, got a delicious pop cup on this, her fifth birthday. Happy birthday, lunatic. Happy birthday to you. And finally, a proposed law in Montana would require teachers to report conversations in which they overhear students discussing sexual matters. No word on whether there's going to be an exemption for teachers who hear students talking about sex while they're in bed with them. And with that, the J.C. Quargren podcast for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023 is in the can. 29 days until opening day. We're counting it down on Facebook with a different image every day regarding and referring to baseball as we count the whole thing down. We are here every weekday morning. Our new published time is 11 a.m. That is to accommodate my new morning show on the new radio station, which, as I sound like a broken record here, but we are waiting to find out what the launch date is going to be. We thought we'd be on by now. Hasn't happened yet. It will happen. It's coming soon. It's all I know. You may email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com, Facebook, the Showgram with JC Corcoran. Enjoy the 70-degree weather today. If you're listening in St. Louis, enjoy it because it ain't hanging around. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.